This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
In verse 14, Paul says, "Now I'm ready to visit you for the third time." He's coming back to the church at Corinth. He's the one who founded the church. And he said, "I'm not going to be a burden to you. You don't have to worry about spending any money on me, because what I want is not your possessions, but you." And then he has that thought, I think a parenthetical thought. After all, children should not have to save up for their parents, but parents for their children. I don't think he meant it as a hard and fast rule or commandment, but he was saying that's the general way things are, is that parents are the ones that save up to give their children an inheritance. Inheritance was a big, big deal in biblical times, probably more so than today. And so it wasn't the idea that children saved up money to help mom and dad. Parents saved for children. I heard this week an old radio show where the father is telling his son about his tax deduction. He said, "I'm able," this is dated obviously, he said, "I'm able to write off $600. I get a $600 tax break because of you." And the kid says, "How come I only get 25 cents a week allowance then? What's the problem? You get $600, I get a quarter a week," but that's a long story. We'll get into it later. But children should not have to save up for their parents, but parents for their children. Verse 15, "So I will gladly spend for you everything I have and expend myself as well. If I love you more, will you love me less?" In the passage I read in Deuteronomy, I just want to make one comment about it. Moses said, "You and I are to teach our children to love the Lord their God with all their heart, soul, and mind," which means with every part of you, emotionally, physically, spiritually. But then he says, "You teach it to your children when they get up in the morning. You teach it when they go to bed at night. You teach it when they're on their way to school, when you're on your way to soccer practice, whatever you're doing." And what was that emphasis? He was over-exaggerating, using hyperbole to make a point. And yet I think in our culture today, we're not doing any of that. I know a sociologist in Chicago who's a Christian. A sociologist is somebody who studies the culture. And he made an interesting observation, and this was 5 or 10 years ago, so I think it's even more so true. He said, "I'm going to use an analogy with you, Randy." He said, "There was a time in our culture when God rode in the front seat of the car with the average family." He said, "There was a time in our culture when God rode in the front seat." Then he said, "Then the time came when God moved to the back seat." God moved to the back seat of our culture. I understood what he meant. It's just a figurative visual word picture that I could understand. But he said, "Now," he said, "I'm afraid," again, 10 years ago, "God's riding in the trunk with the spare tire." Do you remember the last time you saw the spare tire in your car? I mean, it's been a while. Some people drive a car for years and never see the spare tire that's underneath the back of the trunk, and you never see it. It's only opened in an emergency. And he said, "That's what people do with the Lord." Now, he's not done with that illustration. Here's what he said. He said, "I'm afraid," speaking 10 years ago, he said, "the people that are elementary, junior high, and high school back then," he said, "when they become parents," he said, "Randy, I'm afraid the analogy is going to be this: God's not even in the trunk. God's standing out the side of the road hitchhiking. God goes from the front seat to the back seat to the trunk with the spare tire. He's not even in the trunk anymore." And you know what? There's part of me that says, I think he's right. I think he's right. You don't believe it? Just look around you in our culture today. Where we do live in a post-Christian culture, then that's just the reality of life.
Well, using his analogy, where does God ride in your life? Is he in the front seat of the car, to use that analogy, the back seat, the trunk, or not even in the car? Let us speak to you this week on CrossHope, crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to CrossHope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. CrossHope is listener-supported and is produced by CrossHope Ministries, Incorporated.